Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Volkswagen is bundling its software operations with an investment plan for about 8 billion euros over the next 3 to 5 years, and it's another step in the electric and connected car shift that's heralding massive change across the entire industry. Unifying Volkswagen's fragmented IT units will boost efficiency as the world's biggest auto manufacturer steps up sharing of parts and key technology across 12 automotive brands. Samsung has partnered with telecom firm O2 to build connected 5G ambulances that will be tested in England later this month. 8 ambulances equipped with technology to support real-time video and field data collection. Samsung is providing Galaxy S10 5G devices for the trial. The partners hope the smart ambulances will have better medical scanning capabilities, robust data collection and reporting abilities, whilst having the ability to integrate with several applications. The Wi-Fi Alliance announces Wi-Fi 6 certification program. The new standard promises improved speeds and better coverage on crowded networks. Some Wi-Fi 6 products are already on the market. Apple's new iPhones are among upcoming Wi-Fi 6 certified devices. Google acknowledges Huawei approached it about working on a smart speaker, but says it chose not to form a partnership, reports the information. Google says any suggestions of an ongoing collaboration is incorrect. The details are included in a letter to Senator Mark Rubio, which follows reports that Google and Huawei were developing a Google Assistant powered device until the Commerce Department introduced a US trade ban. The EU will pursue a so-called web tax with or without international consensus, says the bloc's Commissioner Designate for Economic Affairs, Paolo Gentiloni. Speaking with the Italian newspaper Last Tempest, Gentiloni says the EU is aiming to sign an accord on global taxes for large technology firms by 2020. He notes if unsuccessful, he will push for an EU-mandated solution. It follows calls from multiple governments to close tax loopholes in Europe. This was Josh Out of the Coffee, find us at OnThisMedia.com.